2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. And 2009 is almost over, so we'll review just some of the many songs and artists that have highlighted the year, and towards the end we'll take a look at Nick Cave and Warren Ellis's latest score, and that's their work for the adaptation of The Road. But first, let's listen to a song that just came out a few days ago. And Portishead's return last year after 10 years of aborted takes and recordings. It was a watershed moment that felt more, some people felt, was like a last gasp after they jettisoned the trip-hop crutch for a more primitive factory-type sound. And instead of treating that as a long-winded epilogue, they've actually just released a charity single for Amnesty International. And the Bristol Trio, you can actually buy that online for, I think, for 99 cents or 99 of whatever currency you have through the 7 Digital site. Sounding much like producers Jeff Barrow's recent krautrock experiments, here's Portishead with Chase the Tear.
like having fun and winning cool prizes? Then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010, but the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
Gek.
Yeah.
from 7-inch that came out last week through Matador via the True Panther imprint. There's San Francisco, New York quartet Tamarin with Mild Confusion. That sounds like a dark take, sort of like Kate Bush and Biff Shoegaze there, falling into this year's dream pop-inspired trend. And Tamarin are scheduled to have a full-length debut come out through Mexican Summer Records in 2010. We'll still stick around in 2009 for this next set. Actually, the entire show here. Radio Free GAC here, CITR Vancouver. Yacht. That's Jonah Bechtolt and Claire L. Evans. And their album C, Mystery Lights, came out through DFA. And they're in the midst of touring Australia and New Zealand right now. And it is summertime there, but our winter. They have several Canadian dates set here, including their first date of their North American tour, which will be in February 19th here in Vancouver, and they'll be playing the Biltmore in the midst of our wonderful Olympic here. From Sea Mystery Lights, here is Yacht with The Afterlife.
Inside your own private kingdom. place to go. It's a place that comes to you. It's not about who you know or who is in your heart. It may come as a surprise, but you are not alone. All that you have is not what you own. We'll be right back.
those rockers out of East Vancouver. The Strapandroids with Heart Sweats off their breakout debut, Post Nothing, which is dotting best of lists online like crazy. And that's the duo of guitarist Brian King and drummer David Prowse. And they had a minor setback this year on the cusp of their popularity. What happened is that King actually had a life-threatening perforated ulcer that required him to be hospitalized and forced their first North American tour to be canceled. But that's been healed. And as anyone who saw them at the Rickshaw earlier this December can attest, they're in fine form. And this winter, the Japandroids are on a European tour, including a stop at Barcelona's Primavera Festival. And since I know I have a few listeners in Warsaw, if you go January 27th to Jadłodajnia, or I think it's Jadłodajnia, it's, it's not clear how it's spelled, let alone pronounced. January 27th, Warsaw. However, if any of you are going to Austin for South by Southwest, you can check them out there. Make sure you can part through the crush of pass holders there. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Hopefully he hasn't been traded. Like, looks like Miss Doc Holliday out of Toronto looks to be traded right now. It's GAC here. Hopefully you guys are handling the winter weather fine there. It's always good to see some snow this time of year. And actually, yeah, I think next week for my last show of 2009, it's going to be Christmas music. But it might be a little twist. I might do sad country songs instead. But let's continue with 2009 here. Field Music. They're the work of brothers David and Peter Brewis. And at one time it featured members from the Future Heads and Maximo Park. At one time they had indicated they had broken up, and that was on the release of 2007's Tones of Town. But they actually had been dormant. They released a couple solo projects throughout 2008, and they have a new double album due next year. But the title track from that double album has emerged through the Memphis Industries website over the past couple of months here. So listen to Field Music with the song Measure.
Thank you. mission home. I live on the strip beyond the dealership, yeah. I live in a greenhouse and I am getting big, wasted, yeah. Temperature rising. Like Gatorade, you and me, baby, hitting the spot all night. Up in the light of the temeculous
in California itself. There's New York's Dirty Projectors with Temecula Sunrise off the outstanding Bitter Orca album that continues to astonish, mostly his leader David Longstreth's acrobatic texture somehow don't unravel. Longstreth is joined by Amber Kaufman, Angel Derdurian, Brian McCumber and the recently conscripted bassist Nat Baldwin and vocalist Haley Deckley. And of course, hopefully you've managed to hear Solange's take of their Stillness is the Cover.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm your man, my turn's a bird.
Invoking their ska roots in the title of that song, that was The White Rabbits with Rudy Fails. And The White Rabbits are a sextet originally from Missouri, for decamping to the indie capital of Brooklyn, New York. And their live shows have smitten audience members due to the double drummers that they have, along with frequent instrument changes. And their most recent album, It's Frightening, captures them at their rawest, thanks to the production work of Spoon founder Britt Daniel. You're listening to Radio Free Yak here on CITR Vancouver. Another person who had a fantastic year would be Nico Case. And amongst everything that Nico's done this year with the release of her Middle Cyclone album, Last week, she was on Turner Classic Movies, and she actually programmed a night of films. So she picked four films. She included fantastic ones, including Radio Days and The Third Man. And this week, if you're catching Elvis Costello in a spectacle TV show, I believe she'll be on that. And she's nominated for two Grammys this year. One for Best Contemporary Folk, and one, of course, for Best Packaging, because all the artwork that is done for her albums is always fantastic here. So what we'll do is we'll get a little countrified here from Middle Cyclone. Here is Nico Case with Red Tide.
And sea birds choked in fishing line. Clouds say hush, but the chainsaws mush on to Custer and Columbia. Salty tentacles shrinking. Somebody
the Rural Alberta Advantage with The Debt Roads off the Albertans, now based in Toronto, debut album Hometowns, available through Saddle Creek Records. And the RAA have had an eye-opening time in 2009 from wooing listeners and concertgoers this year, including their current tour through the U.S., but they'll be back in Canada in February, including an Olympic performance at Vancouver's Queen Elizabeth Theatre on February 15th. And for those of you who are hiding on the island for the first part of the Olympics there, Victoria, they'll be playing the Lucky Bar on February 16th. And yeah, hopefully you guys are doing all right out there in Vancouver right now. I know the snow's been picking up there. The temperature is around minus. If it gets a little warmer, I guess, it looks like there's a storm warning right now. The snowfall warning for Greater Vancouver right now, and there's a scheduled freezing rain warning out there as well, too. So do take your time out there on the roads. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR 101.9 FM. Grizzly Bear, they had a pretty good year. Along with entertaining Jay-Z and Beyoncé this summer, they managed to captivate the interest of one Doobie Brother as part of their recent Vecatimist album. Michael McDonald was contacted via a friend or a colleague of theirs, and as part of a B-side slash cover, he took over the lead vocals for one of Grizzly Bear's singles. So here are Grizzly Bear and Michael McDonald together with While You Wait for the Others.
While you wait for the others to make it all worthwhile, all your useless pretensions are weighing on my time. You could beg for forgiveness as long as you like. I'll just wait out the evening. You'll only beat me dry. Yes, you'll only beat me dry. So I'll ask you kindly to make your way.
You must take me for fool. All the games you play, all the things you do, but I read between the lines, and I really know that you're feeling me. That's why I stick around, deal with all this I be putting up with, 'cause you be playing lots of games, but it's all good because I'm just a lady. Said I'm just a lady, laid back, never shady. So what you need to do is stop fronting and show me. Say I'm just a lady, laid back, never shady. So what you need to do is stop fronting and show me something good. All the games you play, all the things you do, but I read between the lines, and I really know that you're feeling me. That's why I stick around, deal with all this I be putting up with, 'cause you be playing lots of games, but it's all good because I'm just a lady. Said I'm just a lady, laid back, never shady. So what you need to do is stop fronting and show me. I'm just a lady, laid back, never shady. So what you need to do is stop fronting and show me something good for my soul. And who knows, we may grow, but in the meantime I'll still be a friend. On the, in the meantime, even on the end, in the meantime.
And there's Kutiman with Just a Lady through his Through You project, which raised a ruckus online earlier this year. Kutiman is Israeli producer Ophir Kutiel, who took all his samples from YouTube uploads, and it took him 2 months to find individual audio clips and stitch them together. And he'll combine it with the original video on this wicked little flash site on his webpage, which is through, thru-uyou.com. And Kutiman made, based on the positive feedback he got, he still only made one appearance, and that was on Polish radio, where he mentioned he had no plans to promote the work or even tour or do like guest DJ slots there. He cited that it basically was just a lark intended for friends only. But word is he has some other project online brewing involving social things. So at this point, maybe something will pop up. Otherwise, right now, there's no word.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
I find shelter in this way. Undercover. Hide away. this way. Maybe I had said something that was wrong. Can I make it better with the lights turned on? Maybe I had said something that was wrong. Can I make it better?
For 20 there, and that is Shelter off their Wondrously Stark self-titled album. And the Double X come from Southwest London, made up of classmates from the Elliott School, notable for being the school where Hot Chip, Burial, and Fortet came from. And the XX started off this year as a quartet, but due to the touring and the feedback they've been getting, I guess the rush of everything, they forced themselves down into a trio. But they rolled into town recently as part of the Friendly Fires tour, and they're set to open for their alumni brethren Hot Chip next year when they hit North America here. I'm listening to Radio Free Gek here on CITR, and let's listen to Nick Cave and Warren Ellis's work. And this will be for the soundtrack to The Road, which is this week's soundtrack profile here. And The Road's an adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's 2006 novel about a post-apocalyptic journey. And the film adaptation was directed by John Hillcoat, and it stars Viggo Mortensen. And the road rides on the bleak storytelling technique that McCarthy's other film adaptation used, and that would be No Country for Old Men. Now, this is Cave and Else's third score together. They also worked on 2006's The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, and then on 2005's The Proposition, which itself was also directed by Hillcoat, who knew Cave back in his wild days with The Birthday Party in the 80s. The score for The Road has been accused of being overly melodramatic, but let's listen to a couple cues here that break away from any maudlin suggestions here. And what we'll do is we'll start off with the main theme from The Road before listening to several other cues. So this is Radio Free Yak here. Thank you. background here, we're listening to The House, and before that we heard The Cannibals, and then we heard the main theme to The Road, all by Nick Cave and Warren Ellis for the film of the same name, which came out a little while ago. And if you're keen about Nick Cave and Warren Ellison's scores in totality, a compilation called White Lunar came out in September through Mute Records, so includes The Road, or at least it includes some of the excerpts from, not the complete soundtrack to The Road, The Proposition, and the assassination of Jesse James there. Stick around, we'll listen to a few more cues here, but here's a show that's coming up in a few short minutes.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Thank you.
And that was The Journey. We'll listen to a couple other cues in the background while I start filling in a little bits of information here. In the background, we'll listen to a little bit of The Cellar, and we'll start Ease Out with The Boy. And yes, this is all by Nick Cave and Morris Ellis, and their score for this year's The Road. And The Road was one of the last pieces that author Cormac McCarthy wrote on his Lettera 32 Olivetti, as was in the news. He bought it used in 1963, typed everything since then up until now, and it was recently auctioned for over $250,000, all for the benefit of one of his trusted organizations, and that's the Santa Fe Institute. They're a non-profit interdisciplinary scientific research organization. But don't worry, McCarthy, age 76, isn't upgrading to a computer, though. He recently bought the exact same model of typewriter from a friend for $20. And that will be it for Radio Free Geek this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, join Rob for Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. 1 hour of fantastic, socially relevant music, outstanding music that way. And then, yeah, some overnight programming until 6 a.m. with Pacific Picking. And if you missed any of this week's show, if you want to catch up on any of the other show that we have here at CITR, just go to the website, citr.ca, click on the schedule or click on the show list, and you'll find everything easily as a podcast. Just drop it into iTunes. If not, you can use the iTunes search engine that way. You look up CITR, you can see all the shows, hit subscribe, it's free. Don't have to do anything. Just tell iTunes what to do. It'll grab all the shows for you. So next week, as I said earlier, will be the last show for me this year, 2009. And yeah, we'll do sad, not really sad country Christmas type music, but it'll be holiday music, the more emphasis, not necessarily on the usual campiness or cool things. It'll be sort of like more poignant, let's just say. But I still have to sort of whittle down the list. I want to make it all sad. There's some nice uplifting things that you won't hear elsewhere, because that is what CITR does. We try to present the music that you won't hear anywhere else, and it will be wonderful. And otherwise, then yeah, I just have to find someone to fill in for me on December 28th, which would be the last Monday of the 2000 decade, the 2000s, which I'll call to the very end. So we'll end off with another band, very orchestral work. It's Bell Orchestra. They've done some work with Arcade Fire. And we'll take the title track off this year's As Seen Through Window. So, be drive safe out there, everyone. I've heard reports that Richmond is having big, fluffy snowflakes fall there. Meanwhile, here in Vancouver itself, it looks to be rain right now. But be wary, the weather is unpredictable. The snowfall and freezing rain warnings do apply. So, everywhere else, well, I'm sure you have a winter that you have to look at. I'm sure I might have some listeners somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere. And just, yeah, don't tell us anything about how things are going. So, take care.
You are listening to CITR, FM and cable, 101.9.